This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I can talk with you about increasing your capacity so you have room for more, but just how do you do it? One of the sayings that people I know who are embedded in constant, never-ending growth say is, be a demand. Your life needs to demand more time, more space, more money, more focus, more attention, whatever you want more of. The pressure of you wanting more and not having it yet puts a demand on your life. And then there are a variety of ways that you can make space for that. The first one is to acknowledge that you don't have enough of something. And then ask for that. Ask for what you want more of. There are spiritual, metaphysical ways of creating space for more. There are physical ways of creating space for more. Mental ways, emotional ways. One of the metaphysical and spiritual ways is to go after a meditation into a visualized future and feel yourself there. Taste it, smell it, be in that space, because you have the reticular activating system in the base of your brain that brings things that you're thinking about into your proximity. When you're pregnant, you see pregnant women everywhere, I swear, or when you're interested in that. When you're interested in a certain car or a certain type of house, you start to see it all over. That's your reticular activating system pointing out to you what you're thinking about, giving you more of the same. That's why you don't want to sit in thoughts that aren't where you want to be going. You get to discipline yourself so that you're thinking about the things that you would like. So one of the ways to start creating capacity is to go into your future and see yourself there. Smell it, taste it, touch it, experience it as if it already has happened. It might sound like a gimmick, and you can say it's a gimmick, but it works. People who don't have enough money are most often thinking about the lack of money that they have. So more lack comes. Whatever you think about becomes true by your reticular activating system, your RAS. Another way you can create space is to clean clutter in your life. You can clean your physical space and make more room. You can get rid of things that are outdated, not wanted, just taking up energy, and move them out. That creates a bigger plate for you. Another way you can do it is to mentally make a decision. Decide what you want so that you have a clear target to shoot at and make a commitment to that. One of the sayings that people in the coaching area like me say is, I'm committed to creating blah, 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 by blah, blah, blah. They give themselves a time limit. I'm committed to creating a beautiful new home by January 31st, 2026 or 2029. Now, for some people, that puts them under pressure. But for some people, it sets a date. I don't know if you've ever heard of the story of Jim Carrey when he was living in his car, writing a check for a certain number of millions of dollars and a certain date on the check. And the check was written out to him. And he would look at that every so often. That's what he got paid for the mask. He got that check like almost on time to what he projected into the future. It feels like a game, and you can decide it's a game, but it works. So you're working in your physical space, making space. You're working in your spiritual creative space. And by focusing on making a commitment that you really want that, and you decide, that also puts a force in motion. If you're wishy-washy about what you want, the universe shows you many, many things, because you're shopping in your mind, and the universe corresponds with that. So when I talk about making your capacity bigger, increasing your capacity, you can use these tools to start opening and creating space for your next level. Have a beautiful day.